Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Who's Talks Last coming up at 4:30, but first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com. Come. Couple from our random Would You Rather question today, guys. Please take up a collection for your listeners. Adopt the parrot. It'll be the perfect mascot for your show. Bring it to your live events. Let people take videos without cussing them out. That'd be hilarious. And from our longtime listener, Wayne. One of the requirements to adopt that parrot was that you had to be a previous owner and have experience with large birds. Which none of us have.
No.
My dad used to have one, though. That thing was nuts.
What is the knowledge you get from previously having a large bird? Like, what's the thing about
large
birds?
You don't take care of it. I don't.
I mean, you feed it.
I don't.
And I met one. Did I have experience with large birds?
And it said good morning to you, didn't it?
Yeah. It also said, how are you?
Did you respond?
I did, twice. Before somebody said, that's a bird.
It doesn't understand you.
Yeah, I got in at nighttime. I did not know it was a bird. I just kind of come into this kitchen and I hear around the corner, how are you? Good morning. Good morning. How are you? I was like, good. And then it's like, good morning. Good morning. How are you? Good. Hey, man, go in the living room. It's a bird.
Oh.
Wow.
Subject farting. Guys, I had a boss. One of the owners tell me he needed to talk with me. I needed to come into his office. I went into the office and he made sure, Clay, close the door. Small office. Took about 10 seconds to smell the fart he'd released. He said, I know, nasty. And laughed hysterically.
I like that guy.
As we move on to the emails brought to you by our friends, birthdays from San Juan Salsa Company's Men's Room, roasted red salsa.
Dip responsibly.
All the guys wanted to wish my best friend Matt an awesome happy birthday. Gonna get some Dirty Germans, a dealer's choice, green beans, and Coach Ted talking about how he, what he thinks of the Seahawks and how they'll do this year and what he recommends on drinking for an IPA. Thanks, guys. You're awesome. That from Justin in Redden.
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Sure.
Green bean.
Yeah, I say tonight for your birthday, you walk into the bar, walk up to the prettiest woman and say, today is not my birthday, but today is your girth day.
Yeah. So then you can ask her if she wants to see two heads. Take your hat off. All right, first of all, nothing quite quenches my thirst like a bedroom IPA for Black Raven Brewery. Pretty simple right there. Second of all, you want some ball? Seahawks? I'll tell you what. Seahawks defense rounded out very nicely last year. Coach McDonald has the boys working hard. I don't know what the over-under is in Vegas, but man, we're going to run the ball. Sam Darnold can make the passes we need to. I really see the Seahawks winning 10, 11 games.
Wow.
Getting into the playoffs.
Okay.
I'm telling you, you guys know. He ran your defense in Baltimore for years.
Oh, your defense is going to be stellar. Make no mistake about that.
Hold on, guys. Would you please give a birthday shout out to a wonderful man, coach, dad, and boyfriend, Chris. He is spending a special day at a basketball camp with his team.
Nice.
Thanks, guys. That from Kimber. Yeah, give him your penis. It's too small since he's all there. Guys, my brother Arthur is turning 36 today. I would love for you guys to wish him a happy birthday. How about some jokes from Miles? Some advice from the captain on the best way to enjoy a camping trip. And the Ted Smith talking about skinless bangers. Oh, love you, bro. That from Paul. Let's see what we got here on the dad jokes. Hopefully I got this. Yes, okay. Guys, I told my wife that Bruce Lee had a brother who hated jokes.
Oh, yeah?
She said, seriously? I said, that's him.
Seriously.
Guys, I completely misunderstood Pride Month. So who wants a lion? And one more. I was digging in the backyard and I found gold.
Oh, yeah?
So I ran inside to tell my wife. And then I remembered why I was digging in the first place.
Oh, Jesus.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. The best way to enjoy camping, well, according to the El Capitan, the best way to enjoy camping is to pitch a tent. You pick it up and I'm putting down. It means I have an erection, Miles. Pitching a tent, but it's camping, see? Captain's clever. Crunch berries.
It's almost 36, but I still need my skinless bangers. There's some skins on them, I might choke. Mom, the skin on these bangers. I'm gonna choke. Save me, Mom.
Guys, I turned 33 today for my double nickel. I'll request a full meal with a fish sandwich, green beans, and a suck-it-up cupcake. I do respect you guys for being on the air for 20 years. Thanks for all you do. That from John.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green beans.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
I'm going to tell us, can I get a birthday shout-out for my amazing other half, my husband, soulmate, and best friend, John. The last few years, I've really failed to get my S together for his birthday shout-outs, and it would be beyond fabulous if he could get, at the very least, a surprise birthday shout-out from you guys. It's his 48th trip around the sun, yeah, we're getting old, and the 27th birthday that we've celebrated together. Can you give a good old, big old bong rip? And your penis is too small. Much love and the happiest of birthdays from his red-headed Greek goddess in University Place. Thanks, guys. That from Brenna.
The penis is too small.
Okay, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaza Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
No!
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Oh, the men's room wants to know who sucks less.
Time for Who Sucks Last. Stephen Thrill-Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It's up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like KISW on Facebook or follow us on X or Instagram at KISW as well, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And as we said at the top of the show, today we're going to hear about dogs, bees, and poison. Thankfully, not the band. All right, let's start with dogs. An Indiana woman, she's been charged in relation to a dog attack that left two people injured last week, one Raquel Rutherford. She stands accused of one count each of animal recklessness with a deadly weapon, domestic battery, and battery. So 911 dispatchers, they receive a call about a domestic incident. Deputies arrive on the scene, interviewed the two victims, including this woman's mother, suffering from dog bites. Now, the defendant's mother, Denise, she was covered in blood and had heavy bleeding from her head. She also had blood on her thigh and hand from the dog bites. The second victim, one Megan Freytag, she had a hoodie on but claimed of arm pain. Both women are taken to a nearby hospital. Now, witness to it all said the defendant's mother and this woman Freytag, they'd come over in an effort to get the younger Rutherford to go to rehab, and then an argument ensued, resulting in the defendant locking herself in the bathroom. Well, they then left the house to call the defendant's ex-girlfriend, followed by the two victims who said had opted to wait for the defendant's father to arrive when all of a sudden, Raquel and the dog bust out of the front door and Raquel is yelling at Denise and Megan to get to the car. All right, so the daughter who let the dog go, she's now opened the door. She's threatening these two women that came over to see if she'd go to rehab. Well, in an initial interview, law enforcement said that the suspect allegedly said that the two victims were leaving. She let the dog out of the cage to prevent them from coming back into her home. The dog busted out of the door and attacked them, but she didn't let the dog out with the intentions to harm anyone. Well, Freytag, on the other hand, she said that Rutherford warned them both that the dog would, quote, maul them if they did not leave. She also said that Raquel left the house. She had the dog by the collar and then let it go. Now, when asked about the alleged mauling threat, Raquel, she said she was just talking ass and that she would have never done that. When asked why she didn't wait till everyone actually left to let the dog out, she does admit, yeah, I guess I should have waited. Anyway, she's currently being detained on $15,000 bond.
All right.
Now we go to Spain, where a 70-year-old beekeeper, he was so upset about being stopped by traffic police that he set his bees on the officers, causing them to take shelter in a restaurant. The incident took place last Friday. A local patrol noticed that the driver of a van was not wearing a seatbelt and was driving erratically, so they pulled him over. Well, the 70-year-old man immediately set the tone of the interaction with the phrase, quote, I should have run you over. And then things only got more heated from then on. Suspecting that the man was under the influence, officers asked him to take a breathalyzer. But when they asked him to repeat the procedure to confirm the first reading, that's when he became really irritated and threatened to kill them, quote, now I'm going to kill you. That's what he shouted at the cops. Before they could react, he went to the back of his van, opened the back door, and It unleashed a swarm of honeybees that immediately started attacking the policeman. Now, the two policemen, they were stung several times. They had to flee the scene and take refuge in a nearby restaurant. Meanwhile, the beekeeper casually got in his car and drove off. Now, keep in mind, he left the bees swarming around the restaurant. He just took off. Now, after calling for reinforcement, the policemen were able to leave the restaurant and track down the elderly beekeeper. The unnamed man, he was arrested, but released on bail just hours later after giving a statement. Meanwhile, the two policemen taken to the emergency room and administered cortisol to mitigate the effects of the bee stings. And apparently, a reliable source says the offender was judicially acquitted of the crime of assault, but a newspaper not able to verify the information.
Okay.
So somehow he unleashed the bees. Legally, they're like, we're not going to bother. And then finally, a detailed plan to poison a man's ex-girlfriends has led to the arrest of the former boyfriend and a woman identified as, quote, the brains of the operation. This happened in Wisconsin. So 43-year-old Paul Van Doyne, he's accused of breaking into his ex-girlfriend's cars and putting cyanide in her water bottles. Anyone that he's dated. So not one specific ex, just all of them. Now, he was charged with two counts of intentional homicide. No one died, by the way. And one count of stalking. Three counts of attempted intentional homicide, aggravated battery, stalking, and recklessly endangering safety in Rock County. Now, once in jail, he made a call to this woman, Andrea Whitaker, and asked her to remove a computer and boxes from his home. Now, she was arrested when police caught her, in fact, removing the items from the home. Prosecutors believe the boxes contained the poison used in the attempted killings of women that he had previously dated. So his current girlfriend, she's charged with aiding a felon and three counts of attempted intentional homicide, aggravated battery, et cetera, et cetera. Now, he had broken into a woman's car while she was at Costco and put cyanide in her water bottle. Now, when the woman returned to her car, people said nearby, hey, man, your car was just broken into. She took a drink of her water, spit it out because it tasted bad. A couple of weeks later, while at Costco again, the same thing happened. Another woman had a similar experience. In addition to cyanide in her water, poisonous powder was also put in her air vents of her car. She was hospitalized due to exposure.
First woman is still in a wheelchair and paralyzed from the waist down.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's why that changes that game.
Okay.
So that to me sucks the most.
And they're just poisoning these women because they're his ex.
Well, so the way it goes, obviously there's something wrong with him. They believe that the woman that he's currently dating, what they call the mastermind, has gently encouraged him to do this. I don't know what kind of bill of goods she's selling him, right. But he's still, you don't have to poison anyone because your girlfriend says to, but he chose to anyway.
She's nuts. So basically what she wanted him to get rid of these people because she is afraid that he still likes them, even though he was an online dater.
Right.
The second girl he only went out with two dates.
Yeah, she's like, we were not boyfriend girl.
The first girl he went out with for a couple of months, and she broke it off.
Yeah.
None of them had attempted to contact this guy. But she was so psychotic about making sure that he never went out with them again that she wanted him to do this. And he was nutty enough
to
actually go through with it. Now, yeah, the first girl is still in a wheelchair. So she's messed up. That story's crazy. So that sucks the most. I'm trying to think, dogs or bees, which is worse here?
I mean, it's got to be the dogs. Like, bee stings suck, but like...
But people, you run... Unless you can go...
You're allergic.
But unless you go into anaphylaxis, right? Like, everyone's allergic to dog teeth, in a sense. Some people are allergic to bees, true. But I've been swarmed by bees. You run away, you get stung a few times. I get indoors, right? It's dumb. But I can... I don't even know if you outrun them, but you can outrun enough of them to kind of get away. The dog, man... I don't know. Put it this way. If someone said, I'm going to throw a beehive at you or sick my dog on you, I don't want either one to happen, but I'm still going to take the beehive.
Yeah, it depends on the dog.
I'm with Thrill. Right. And somebody saying, I'm going to sick my dog on you, then it's obviously, to me, a little poorly trained. I mean, it's already attacking people.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you have it's a guard dog. It just seems like...
Her dog was not bad. Her dog.
You've trained or not trained this dog enough that you can be like, go get him. And the dog just runs out and mauls people?
Well, Phil, there's a reason canine units aren't made up of bees.
Yeah, so, I mean, to me, the beekeeper, while it's incredibly stupid...
And he was just ornery from the start, man.
Right. I think he sucks the least just because of the risk of injury. Obviously, if those cops are allergic to bees, and you can die from bee stings...
Sure.
But I just feel like poison... And dog mauling have a higher percentage of serious injury than bee stings.
Everyone's allergic.
Today continues on Who Sucks Last if you like KISW on Facebook. All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get on 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day, and we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hogg at some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new survey found that optimists consistently outperform pessimists when it comes to saving money.
Okay.
But really only when they're hard up for money, as it were. If you're down on your luck and your money is low, the optimists do better than the pessimists.
I can believe that.
Right.
Makes sense.
If you have an
opportunity, I got nothing to lose. I'm going to get this last pack of smokes.
Exactly. If you've got a pessimistic view, you're kind of just submitting to this being the end of it.
Yeah, you got nothing to lose.
Whereas if you're an optimist, it's like, no, it's going to work itself out.
I'm going to save this quarter.
Yeah. A new study found that taking semaglutide could reduce your risk of dementia in half. Nearly in half, at least.
Where do you get glutide?
Semaglutide.
Semaglutide.
I believe that's in, like, Ozempic.
Oh, okay. All right, well, shoot me up.
You're right, let's go.
I'll lose 20, you know.
Can you take it any other way?
Skinny and healthy.
You've got to be able to take it in another way.
Right, just as a direct thing instead of all the Ozempic stuff.
I wonder if there's got to be some sort of, like, a natural way to get doggone semaglutide.
I'm sure they'll figure it out. If it cuts Alzheimer's in half and you're going to tell people that.
Right. I don't know, man. It's a medication that belongs to a class of drugs called the glucagon-like peptide receptor. Okay.
Yeah, we knew that.
Yeah. Duh. I went to science class. New research has found that extreme heat could turn good gut bacteria into a serious threat for seniors.
Jeez, man. All right, what's up with gut bacteria?
I don't know.
I thought if we just left it the hell alone, for the most part, it looks out for its kind of
thing. No, we can't leave it alone, man. We need to constantly be looking at it and nurturing it.
So I will say it's also kind of weird as it's like extreme heat. Like, have you hung out with the elderly? They love it hot.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's cold all the time, man. Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Constantly cold.
Damn,
is it cold here?
Yeah, what is extreme heat? Like, what is the temperature of my gut health going to turn on me?
To where the old people are hot.
Right.
What do women always have a problem with the temperature in restaurants? You ever notice this?
No.
You ever heard a guy go, oh, man, freezing cold in here. Too hot in here. Never heard that in my life.
No.
Until I got married.
I'll say women run colder than men.
Too hot, I will say.
Too hot, you been in?
course.
Okay.
Yeah. But too cold, it would have to be frigid. But I would say a lot of places in the summertime just keep the restaurants colder.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, like, you just got to know. Like, I've dated girls. I mean, or even just my mom's. Like, just bring your hoodie or bring a sweater.
Yeah, bring a sweater.
You're going to be cold. Yeah. Let's, you know.
It's like the movie theater. Like, bring a sweater. Right. You're going to freeze your ass off.
She asks me every time we're going to go walk the dog, do you think I need a jacket? Yes.
I'm always like, do you think you need a jacket?
Right. I will carry it if you don't need it. That's how much I'm willing to bet on the fact
correct.
That you need a damn jacket.
It.
Right. I'll haul it for you. I'll be the mule. Bring the damn jacket.
I was in Vegas last year when it was 117. And somebody's like, bring a sweatshirt. And I was like, why? And they're like, oh, they keep it ice cold in that sphere.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I believe it.
Which was lovely. I did not wear a sweatshirt. I was like, this is great. Yeah.
There's a fingerprint that was discovered in Spain that is 43,000 years old. And experts say there's only a 0.3% chance that it was there by random chance, indicating an intentional placement by a Neanderthal.
Huh. Wonder what he got popped.
So I think it's like an... Oh. They thought that it was some sort of intentional artistic expression, if I'm not mistaken.
All right.
You know, it's a Neanderthal. This is a 43,000-year-old individual. This is our earliest sign of human life on this planet as far as, you know, us having, you know, being up and conscious and whatnot. So that could actually be, like, the original painting, as it were.
I think it's law enforcement. Grab my spear.
Right. Over here. Push.
Put your finger in the mud. Okay.
Okay.
I'd ask you to pose for a photo. It's going to take a while, so we have to do it in a cave wall.
The fact that it survived 43,000 years and never washed off, never faded, never eroded.
And they knew what it was.
Right. That they could look at that. That's a fingerprint. Hasn't changed in 43,000 years. A growing number of countries are failing to provide and publish accurate census data.
Well, it's probably just hard to get it.
Yeah. Could be.
Is there a reason why you would not want accurate data?
Well, I don't know if it's so much the countries themselves, but miles will tell you. Like when you're going through West Virginia, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you're doing census stuff, and you got these people. I don't let the Fed, I don't trust the Fed, get off my property, do not care while you're here.
I will release my dog on you.
Right. Yeah. So you get certain pockets, and it's probably true of all countries. People are kind of the same everywhere, so I'm sure there's pockets of every country where it's like, don't come here.
No. When I worked for the Census Bureau in 1990, there are people then so paranoid about you giving the government any information.
Yeah.
And it's like, look, man, this is honestly just
a head count
of your household. Right. That's all it is.
But if you don't trust it, it ain't going to work.
Right. Yeah. Does it make sense? This is stuff that I normally keep secret from a lot of other people. I ain't telling them.
To be honest with you, they're probably right. It's probably is crap they're taking from you that they shouldn't be.
Yeah,
exactly. That's just the way the damn thing works.
They are going to exploit it in some way, shape, or form.
Somehow they're
going
to end up, they'll find a way to screw you over.
Sure.
I mean, it happened to Google when they invented Gmail.
What do you mean?
Like, Google was very strict of, like, we're not giving out this information.
Okay.
Blah, blah, blah. And then eventually somebody goes to the servers and they're like, what is this? And it's just, governments just can't help themselves. If you collect that much information, they're going to get it.
They want it. Right. Yeah.
Correct.
Google probably didn't even know.
That's what I'm saying. They didn't. When they invented, like, they found it. Somebody obviously put the software in there, but they didn't.
Make a backdoor. Someone I know kind of works in this field. It's probably the best way to put it, but he just said, like, you can be as paranoid as you want. We already know.
Sure.
But 99.9% of the population is not of interest.
Right.
It's like, if there's a reason for us to really delve into your crap, we would, but most people aren't entirely up to no good. We don't care about your porn history. It's right. Like, we've got it. But we don't care. And but there are those people that are definitively identified as threats, but he's like, look, once you got your social security number, it's like, that's all she wrote. So do whatever it is that you think no one knows where you're at. It's like, they know where you are. They know what you're up to. They know what you're doing, but nobody cares.
I was literally thinking about this just last night.
Yeah.
And I would be willing to bet that 99% of the people that are that concerned about the government having any information on them, one, they already do, and two, you are not near interesting enough for them to even
care. Not on the level that people are worried about. No. And then he told me, and he can never be specific, but he told me, like, the actual threats he deals with. I was like, oh, my God. He said, man, it's so much worse than you think.
Hey.
He's like, but look, don't worry about them having crap on it. They don't care.
Burlington, Vermont is introducing new ordinances in an effort to curb public nudity.
Why?
Side note.
Are they that ugly?
It just basically, they want to curb indecent exposure.
Okay, that's
the fact that they want to curb that in a place where nudity is legal. Just as long as you don't undress yourself in public, and I think you got to keep it away from schools and whatnot.
Well, sure. Yeah.
I mean, think about cigarettes. You can buy them there.
Sure.
You can't go to the restaurant and smoke them.
Exactly.
So where can you do this? It's just, what are the parameters of this, you know?
Yeah. And the fact that they're like, we should scale this back, tells me that we're not responsible with public nudity.
Like, if you go to a beach and you know that there's a nude area, you know that.
Yeah.
If you walk into Walgreens and someone's sitting there with a Johnson down, you're like, hey, whoa.
Right.
Whoa.
Right. And what's everybody's damn fascination with being naked all the time?
I don't think it's everyone's fascination. But the people that are fascinated with being naked are determined.
They're
going to be naked. Your rules be damned.
I'm going to be naked.
I'm going to walk my dog and flip-flop.
I came into this world naked. I will live in this world
naked.
That's
one thing about the Fremont Solstice. The bikers are done. It's 3 hours later. Why are you walking around with your hanging out in a coffee shop?
For real. They didn't bring clothes.
I know that, but you should have thought of
it. Go home first.
Here's some pants.
Keep a duffel bag somewhere.
Seriously, man. What are you gonna stir your coffee with it?
Something on your back, man.
Nudity is better in numbers.
I'll give you that. You know,
if
you walk into a nude community, sure. You look like the odd man out.
Well, my rules brings that up, but any other day of the week, if you walked into that same coffee shop with your junk out, they'd be like, what are you doing?
What are you doing, man?
But because it's that parade, there's so many nude people walking around, safety in numbers.
My coffee place says dogs not allowed.
Yeah.
Just because they've had fights in there.
Sure.
There dog fights. And you're like, dude, enough. We're just going to cut it.
They have dog fights?
They didn't mean to, but someone brings their dog in. You know, and then, you know, the next thing you know, man, they're throwing money and, you know, game on.
What's the code word?
The Merriam-Webster word of the day. Flotsam.
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 Look at this flotsam lady.
Exactly.
It's kind of like debris.
Driftwood, another flotsam that washes onto the beach, It's just flotsam.
I made this out of flotsam.
But one thing I do like to do is I like to get to the bottom of where words come from. And how about if I told you guys that there were words that don't come from the English language that we use all the time and don't even know?
Mm-hmm.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Hola.
The Men's Room Top 10.
10 or more common words you use every day that aren't actually English. Now, who cares? Let's talk about the bunghole, shall we? Quit your snickering and listen up, you sniveling little snot. A bunghole is a hole bored into a liquid-type barrel to remove contents. The hole is then capped with a cork or a cork-like stopper called a bung. It was popularized in the MTV cartoon series Beavis and Butthead that can be used as a personal insult or a slang for your anus. Fun fact, U.S. President Lyndon B. Johnson was recorded using the word bunghole while ordering slacks over the phone because the crotch cut into, his bunghole.
I have read that before.
Yeah, they put that in the movie, too.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, Bryan Cranston. So these are common words that you use every day that aren't actually English. We start actually with a shocking one to me. These are all in alphabetical order, by the way. It's not like there's one that's better than the other there. The pride of Florida, the alligator.
Isn't that Spanish?
Spanish explorers called it El Lagarto, the lizard, after spotting the massive reptiles in Florida.
Okay,
they were super creative.
I like the sound of that better.
The lizard.
El Lagarto. That probably scared the living daylights out of them when they saw those. What the hell is that thing?
Well, I'm sure they said, man, we're calling it the lizard, right? And people in Europe are like, how will we know? You'll know.
Right.
If you go there, you gotta know. That's the lizard, yeah.
Another A word that is another Spanish origin goes great on toast.
Avocado.
Avocado. The green fruit has ancient roots Aztec. Yeah, Nahuatl. You actually nailed it. Nahuatl.
It's a testicle, right?
The Aztec language. The original word, Ahuatl.
Means testicles.
Literally means testicle. Mm. Yeah, probably thanks to its shape. Spanish colonizers softened it too.
Probably.
That is exactly
why. No, it's a squeezability.
Oh, no.
Not too firm.
Oh,
not
too
soft. I like that's how they described it. It tastes good. What do you call it? Because keep in mind.
That is ripe.
If you live back then, you're not translating anything. It's equivalent to, so what do you call this? We call it testicles.
Yay.
I mean, that's, okay.
People tend to be a little bit neurotic about teachers or cult figures doing this to your kids.
Indoctrinate.
Close. B-word, it's brainwash.
Brainwash.
Oh,
it isn't some old-school English metaphor. It comes from the Chinese phrase, jinao, which means wash brain. American journalists use it to describe communist re-education tactics, and it quickly caught on. These days, it's tossed around in everything from cult documentaries to Twitter threads.
Sure.
It started as war slang.
Hmm.
This one's not going to shock you, but it's one of my favorite foods, and it's a Mexican-style food. The burrito.
Oh, yes.
You actually know where it comes from, though. I learned this...
San Diego.
No, what the word actually is supposed to mean.
You're saying you're contending that the burrito comes
the
from
Mission
San Diego.
The Mission-style burrito. Yeah.
Why would it be from the Mission District in San Francisco?
So what does it mean?
I learned this when I worked at Jack in the Box, and I had a Mexican gal that worked in the back, and she called them burros.
Burros.
That's what they were called. Oh, they're mule. Called little donkeys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Little donkey.
Yeah, the Mexican dish burrito.
Can I get a little ass? It makes sense to be San Diego. For some reason, I thought it was San Francisco based on the Mission District. I know it's stupid. They have no correlation.
But the dish got its name from either from its rolled up shape or because street vendors once packed them like donkeys packed goods.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah,
I love it. What about the churro then?
That might actually be on there.
Yeah.
This is a certain type of neighborhood that has a nice little roundabout right in the middle of it.
Cul-de-sac.
The cul-de-sac, straight out of French. Yeah. The term cul-de-sac precisely means bottom of a sack. Instead of the saying dead-end street, English speakers borrowed the fancier-sounding version. City planners loved it, GPS systems hated it, and homeowners swear it means peace and quiet.
Ow.
Cul-de-sacs tend to be quieter.
Generally speaking.
I mean, just because you live on them with those same people, so they're going to know if you're the loud one.
Exactly.
And you're around.
I think those neighbors are closer as far as the neighborhood.
Right. We heard about this particular word. Again, these are common words that you use every day that isn't actually English. We heard about this word a lot when the COVID pandemic came out. D word, disinformation.
Ah, okay.
The word disinformation isn't simply a fancier cousin of misinformation. It's actually rooted in a Cyrillic script, or acrylic script, I believe. Translates to disinformatia. A Cold War term for strategic lies and propaganda. The Soviets used it as a tool of psychological warfare. It slid into English during the 20th century and has since become a political buzzword.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. You all have worked with somebody that's like this. Another D word here as far as the...
Yeah,
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 not that one. Not that one.
Oh, never mind.
No, it's somebody who's hard to work with because they're just very demanding. Everything needs to be their way. It's a diva.
Oh, diva.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that Italian?
Is that Italian?
It is Italian. Yeah. Very good. Originally
from
meant
opera?
Goddess. It described legendary female opera singers, the kind who brought audiences to tears and occasionally terrorized conductors. Over time, the term escaped the opera house and headed for Hollywood. Now it's labeled as anybody with talent, flair, and a habit of throwing tantrums in designer heels.
Yeah, enjoy that.
It is. 15 common words that you use every day that aren't actually English. It's a new kind of text language. It's all these faces. They call them
emojis.
Emojis. Anybody
Japanese.
Knows? Very good. Born in Japan, emoji combines E, which means picture, and moji, which is character. Don't confuse it with emotion.
Thought it was T.
It says don't confuse it with emotion. That's only a happy accident. Actually, Japanese mobile companies created emojis in the 1990s to add flavor to text. The rest of the world caught on fast.
Okay, all right.
I did not know that. This is a term for something that has gone completely off the rails. It's out. It is completely screwed up. It's an F word. No, it's not an F up. It's not FUBAR. It's a fiasco.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna guess Italian.
Italian. You guessed it. The disaster of a word came from the Italian theater slang fiasci, which means bottle, and actors used for far fiasco to make a bottle. To mean a performance gone embarrassingly wrong, like spilling a bottle on stage.
Ah, okay.
English speakers snagged the word and turned it into a go-to term for any mess that unfolds in a spectacular, chaotic fashion.
That was a spectacular failure.
This one's not going to shock you. Genre. The word genre.
Genre.
What do you think, Ted?
French?
Nailed it. Pronounced the French way, this word doesn't get the English treatment. Genre means type or kind, although it directly translates to gender. The French handed it to the English-speaking world, mostly for art and literature, and it lives everywhere from movie trailers to Spotify categories. Use it right or risk sounding like someone who burns CDs.
We all do it.
Genre. Most people have this if they have a house.
Mortgage.
It's a mortgage. So where does the word mortgage come from?
Hell. Mortgage.
Mortgage.
So mortgage sounds like mortgage. Death. So I'm going to say like Latin or Italian.
I would say French.
The word mortgage sounds boring until you learn that it means death pledge in old French.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you hear mort, it ain't good, right?
And,
mortuary, mortician.
Strong. Yep. Never thought about that.
It refers to a loan. It either dies when it's paid or it kills your ownership if you default. Right. So every time that you pay your mortgage, remember that it's linguistically cursed.
It's a blood oath.
Do they have, what's the one, paparazzi, is that on
there? Paparazzi, that might end up on there.
Okay, I'll wait for paparazzi.
15 common words that you use every day that aren't actually English. Most people have a motto. Where's the word motto comes from?
Latin.
Italy. It might sound English enough, but motto actually comes from Italian, where it simply means a short saying or word. Nobles and knights use them as guiding phrases. Businesses and schools eventually copied the trend in the late 16th century. Since then, it's become the thing slapped on mission statements and college banners to sound deep.
Like the pizza.
Exactly. The word nachos comes up there, which isn't going to shock anybody. The word rucksack.
German?
Very good. It's not as fancy synonym for backpack. It's the German original, Rücken, which means back, and then sack, which means bag. British soldiers picked it up and brought it to English. Yeah, exactly.
Been gone so long, I'm glad to be back.
When somebody's good at something, they are savvy. Where does the word savvy come from? Savvy. 15 common words that you use every day that aren't actually English.
Savvy.
Savvy.
I think it's something like Indian or something.
Sailors in the French. Sailors in the Caribbean picked this one up from the Spanish word sabe.
Damn it.
He knows is basically what sabe means.
Huh, okay.
Yeah. The musical instrument, the piano. Where does piano come from?
Italian?
That's got to be Italian.
Very good. Piano comes from pianoforte, meaning soft loud.
Soft loud.
Soft loud.
What do you play? I play the soft loud.
Which, when I think about it, when I was in I was in band class, you had forte, you had piano.
That's exactly.
And then I'll leave you with this last one, this last common word that you use every day that isn't actually English. Everybody's favorite condiment, ketchup.
Chinese.
Okay. Exactly.
Oh, it is Chinese.
It is Chinese.
Refers to Chinese, I believe.
Kitsiap, a fermented fish sauce. British traders loved it and swapped the recipe to suit European taste.
Basically, I love fish sauce.
So you know what? Paparazzi is little insects.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, that's literally what it means. So that's why they started calling the paparazzi paparazzi. The idea was that they were annoying.
Right.
Vermicelli, the pasta, little worms.
Okay.
And it's one thing to translate it. It's another thing that if you're in Italy, you would literally order, let me get a bowl of little worms with butter.
Right.
Like, that is not a great sales pitch.
Miles, I know what you're wondering. What's worse than spending 15 hours on a plane to a foreign country?
What is it?
I'll tell you at 5:50.
Thanks, our headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast a man achieving his dream. Man, look, I don't care who you are. When you put in the work and you set your goal on something that most people do not think is attainable, right? I mean, you could be a movie star, athlete, you name it. When you achieve these things, it's worth rewarding. And in this case, 29-year-old man, he is a professional baseball player, but most recently, he was pitching in the minor leagues for the St. Paul. Any guesses? Don't overthink it. St. Paul
Twins.
Saints.
Damn it.
I know. I thought this, like, really? Okay. So anyway, he was pitching for the St. Paul Saints. That is an affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. However, he was called up to the major leagues, not by the Twins, but by the 46 and 34 New York Mets. Keep in mind, he's also a left-handed pitcher. So that goes a long way. It's pretty cool for this guy. And today, we just want to toast this guy, Mr. Dickie Lovelady. He's already a fan favorite of the Mets.
By the jersey.
He's been there about 36 hours. And, like, his stuff is
Dickie
flying.
Lovelady.
Dickie Lovelady. That is the man's name. Dickie Lovelady. And look, I don't know who the guy is. I love him. I hope he has
Cy Young winner.
A spectacular career. Dickie Lovelady. Yeah. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bichola.
All right, it's going to get tested on the line for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.